Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa on Q104. Good morning. So yesterday, I was in Brunswick, and the reason why is because my oldest son, Will, had a basketball game down there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's in middle school, so I was at the Brunswick Middle School yesterday.
Which I've never been to. That okay. Bad boy just popped up a couple years ago.
It is a gorgeous school.
I told you, it looks huge from the outside.
Have you ever been inside?
No, I've never been in there. It just, I want to say, it opened maybe like 2019, 2020 or something.
So the school that you attended, they, what did they do, tear it down?
Yeah, they tore it down along with, I think they tore down the, because there was two right next to each other. And they both served like different parts of the city, but they tore both of them down. They were both like really old, really old. And so they just took them and then built a new one in place. Of where those were.
Is that sad to think about, that a school that you attended is no longer standing? It's been torn down? Does that make you sad at all?
It would make me sad if it was my elementary or my high school, but not my middle school. I was only there for 3 years, you know? I didn't have that much of an attachment to it. If any school was going to go for me, I'm okay with it being the middle school.
I was just thinking about one of my elementary schools was torn down, Sacred Heart Elementary in New Philadelphia, years and years ago. And I can remember that it was on, someone posted it on Facebook, and just all the comments that were underneath it, they were like, oh my gosh, it's so sad to see this.
You want to know what's really funny though? Before they got rid of all the rubble from tearing down the schools, mm-hmm. they were selling bricks from the school. So my family got me a brick.
Oh!
Yeah, my family got me a brick from my old middle school. It's in my room.
But they don't know that you have no emotional attachment to your middle school.
No, I ended up telling them, because they told me, as it was happening, as these schools were about to be torn down, they told me, every time I talked to them for, 3 months, until I finally was like, I don't care! Stop it! I don't care! That's fine.
And then you threw the brick through a window.
No! No, I did not.
Yeah, this is a beautiful school. So you walk in and there's all these steps that go downstairs to, the word that I have is cafeteria, but that's an outdated term now. It's the common area.
Okay.
You know, so they have tables down. They have an elevator.
They have an elevator?
They have an elevator that goes up 3 floors.
My high school, Brunswick High School, doesn't even have more than one floor. It's one floor.
Yeah. So very fancy. They must have passed a school levy at some point in Brunswick. And then the gym is gorgeous, too. I mean, it's a middle school gymnasium, and you know, it looks like it could be a high school gym. It's that nice.
Huh.
So I'm sitting there watching the basketball game, and there's actually two games. The seventh graders play and then the eighth graders play. And I'm sitting next to this woman, and she's an older lady. And my mom was talking to her. My mom is older as well. She's about to turn 81, I think.
Okay.
And so they get into a conversation, and then I start talking to this lady. And as it turns out, because we're talking about how nice the school is, this old lady says, she says, I'm a retired school teacher.
Oh.
And she said, I used to teach at the old Brunswick Middle School. And I said, oh my gosh. I said, do you remember a student by the name of Alyssa? And then I said, your maiden name.
Uh-oh.
And she's like, oh yes.
No. Wait, really?
Yes. I remember Alyssa.
Who was it?
What a beautiful and bright student she was. She was a star on the track team.
No, I was. Okay, this woman didn't know me then, because that wasn't me. I don't know who she's thinking of, but I never did track. I can tell you that much.
And she won the school spelling bee in the eighth grade.
Nope, didn't do that either.
Because she spelled the word acetaminophen.
I can't even do that at 31, so I definitely didn't do that in middle school.
I'm just kidding. I didn't meet an old lady.
You have me all excited. I'm sitting here like, oh, was it this person? Was it Mrs. So-and-so? I was about to start throwing names at you. Fine. Whatever. Get me all excited for nothing. Well, I'm glad you had fun visiting my hometown.
I had no idea that you were such a fast runner on the track team.
I didn't either. This is news to me as well.
Star Trek student.
Who would have thought?
Oh, coming up this morning. We've got so much to get to. Alyssa has created her vision board 2025. She is going to share that with us coming up this morning. We have good vibes. We have hot takes at 725. We have Alyssa's College of Knowledge for more Home and Garden Show tickets and a chance to win a $250 gift card to Home Depot. All right here, all this morning on the Q Morning Show.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 655 on Q104.
Going to the east side in Wycliffe to talk to Shelly. Shelly, good morning.
Good morning.
We hear you have a good vibe. Could you share with us?
Well, I'm recondoed some things in my apartment. I had one of those fabric cube boxes. I had like three of them filled with junk, you know, just where you, a catch-all where you throw things in there and you're like, you don't know what to do with them.
Oh, I know that space well.
Yes. And so I dumped them and I cleared them out and I'm down to one and it only is halfway full.
That's pretty good.
I know, right?
Yeah. Okay. So you only kept the things that spark joy?
Exactly. Like there were papers in there. I'm like, this is not sparking joy. This is just a bunch of nothing.
Bunch of nonsense. What are some of the things that sparked joy that you kept?
You're going to laugh at this, but I have CDs.
Oh.
You kept CDs?
I did. I kept my CDs.
Do you even have a CD player in the house anymore?
Well, DVD player, so I can use it on that.
You can play CDs on DVD players?
Yeah, you can play it like through the TV.
It just goes track one, track two, track three. Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks.
Never know. Honestly, I kind of love that you kept the CDs. Lately, I have been wanting to like get physical media again.
Yes, I love it. I have DVDs too.
You remember how cool it was when like you would get like a mixed CD from somebody?
Yes.
That was like a true sign of like, that was love.
Because we don't own anything. We don't own any of this stuff. We had CDs and we had DVDs and everything was on demand whenever we wanted to watch it. Mm-hmm. But I've gotten rid of all of my CDs.
Me too.
I think we still have DVDs, but everything's on streaming right now. So if these services went away, if Apple went out of business today, I would have nothing to listen to and nothing to watch.
Exactly, which is why I think I want to bring back physical media into my world.
Right.
Maybe people will start listening to the radio again.
Oh, wow. Wouldn't that be a shock?
Let's bring it full circle. That would be great.
A pleasant surprise.
Yes.
Thank you, Shelly, for sharing your good vibe. Good luck. Keep it going.
Thank you.
It's 216-474-0104. That's how you share your good vibe with us every morning. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Okay, so my wife Paula is on hold. She sent me this meme, and she does this quite a bit. There's a lot of meme exchanging going on between the two of us.
Uh-huh.
We send pictures of dogs. She sends me pictures of dogs that she wants to adopt.
Okay. Love it.
Even though when I say, oh, hey, okay, do you want to get this dog? She's like, no, we can't have another dog. But she still sends me pictures of dogs.
Just likes to daydream.
Right. But she sent me this meme. And I just don't think it's a normal meme that you would send, like one married person would send to another married person, unless there was trouble in paradise. And it says, when someone is not meant for you, the universe will trigger them to mess up, like hurt you or disappoint you until you get the message to release them.
I think you're looking way too far into this. When did she, you said that she sent this like last week?
Yeah, a week ago.
You've been thinking about it for this long?
Well,
I don't even remember what I did yesterday.
Not obsessively, but then it'll just pop into my brain and I'm like, I got to ask her about this. So that's what we're going to do right now. She is on hold. Let's get her. Paula, hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
Are you out of the shower?
No. Can you hear the water running?
Are you seriously still in the shower?
No.
Oh. See how defensive she is around me? So we're talking about this meme that you sent me, Paula. And Alyssa says, don't look into this. It doesn't mean anything. However, I think it means something. So the meme that Paula sent to me, it says, when someone is not meant for you, the universe will trigger them to mess up, like hurt you or disappoint you or yell at you about being in the shower or not until you get the message to release them. See, now it makes sense, right? The meme that she sent.
Oh, my
God. All I did was a simple question. Are you in the shower? No. Do you hear the water running?
That just means you're married. You just sound like an old married couple. I think that you have reached goal status, like couple goals right there.
Okay, so Paula, can you remember even sending me this meme and why you sent it? Because I read it and I'm like, I think she is passive aggressively sending me this meme because she wants me to release her.
Oh my God. No, I don't remember sending it to you.
You don't remember sending it?
No, because I've sent you how many attachments and memes and things that you never look at?
Didn't I tell you she probably doesn't even remember sending you that?
You send me a lot of things. There's a lot of things that you send. That's for sure.
You probably don't look at any of them.
No, I do. He's
looking at them a little too much, maybe.
Again. Do you see what I'm talking about, Alyssa? You never look at them.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm literally talking about something that she sent me right now. See, this meme, this is what she's trying to do. She's trying to hurt me. And she's saying, just release me.
Or maybe she was just sending you something because she was thinking of you.
Just end it now is what she's saying. I don't want to be the bad guy, but I'm going to be mean to you until you release me.
Oh, my God.
That's what she's saying. Is that what you were saying, Paula?
No, I think it probably had something to do with you probably referenced something from many, many, many years ago at a previous place of employment that was still triggering you now.
Oh,
that's true. I still do get triggered by...
You do.
Past experiences.
Well, yeah, of course. It's understandable.
In the radio industry. Yeah, my last job. I had my last job for 11 years.
And you never got closure.
I never got closure. It was a 9-person show.
Oh.
And it was like losing 8 other people in an accident.
Yeah.
I don't speak to them. You spend 11 years of your life with people and all of a sudden you completely cut off from them.
Oh, that's so sad.
It's been 4 or 5 years. I think that meme is very appropriate towards that situation.
And so you meant it for a past work situation, not about me and you.
Well, no, I would have sent you my divorce paperwork, my lawyer and DocuSign if that's where I wanted to go.
Well, that's not passive aggressive.
See?
That's pretty blunt.
Yeah, pretty direct.
If you do that.
So now you don't have to worry about this. If she's going to serve you divorce papers, it is not going to be in meme form. It is going to be directly.
Okay. Do you promise, Paula?
I promise, but you have to promise to look at all the dog memes I send you and all the adoptions I want to get and everything.
I see it all. You know. I see all of this stuff. Do you promise if you want to divorce me, you'll just send me the divorce papers? You won't send me any memes?
Absolutely.
All right, great.
If you want, I'll send it to work with a clown and balloons and a cake.
Divorce is never fun, but that sounds like a pretty fun way to do it.
It's very thoughtful.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really care for the clown, but the cake would be nice.
Yeah, I would like the clown to stay at home, please.
All right, honey. Thank you. Go get back in the shower.
Okay. I don't need another shower, guys, but thanks.
All right. Have a good morning. Love you.
You too. Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Well, we got to the bottom of that.
See? I told you. Did what, I not?
What other things can we get in trouble about this morning?
Oh, boy.
Because we do have Hot Take Tuesday coming up.
Oh, yeah. We do, don't we?
Yeah, we're fired up on a Tuesday morning.
Let's go.
Hot Take Tuesday, and then we have Alyssa's College of Knowledge at 7:55 for Home and Garden Show tickets and a chance to qualify to win a $250 gift card to Home Depot. It's all on the way, the Q Morning Show. Good to have you with us this morning. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa, let me get the wheel over here. Set it down. On this wheel, all of these slips of paper. Alyssa and I do not know what's on these slips of paper.
No, we don't. We had somebody else in the office write down some potential hot takes, and we went ahead and taped them onto the wheel, and whatever the wheel lands on, that is the hot take that we have to have an instant opinion on.
And they change these slips of paper all the time. So let's see what's on today's wheel. And again, we have to have an instant opinion on whatever the topic is. As soon as it comes up, it's going to land right
here. Suspense is killing me.
Here. All right. So today's hot take. Urinating in the shower. Is it a no-no, or can you let it go?
Oh, we're getting real this morning.
Who wants to go first?
I won't be shy. Everybody pees in the shower, right?
Everybody?
Right?
I think everybody's kind of strong.
I mean, I would say, like, most people, I think.
Most?
I don't know. I don't shower with anybody. Like, I don't ever intrude on anybody's shower time and ask, like, hey, are you peeing? What about you?
There was a time in my life where I would have condoned this.
But you no longer do?
I don't. No longer.
Aw, why?
I think it's because I have two boys.
Oh.
And occasionally they will use our shower. And I know that is going on.
You know that they're peeing?
I can smell it.
You can smell it?
It leaves a weird smell.
Oh.
After that happens.
Even after they've showered?
I believe so.
Are they using soap?
Yeah, everybody's using soap. It's just I don't think you can cover up that smell in the shower. Something is not mixing right in the shower drain, perhaps. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
But we have noticed a weird smell coming from our shower, so we told both boys, cut it out. And I think it's fixed the problem. I think that was the problem. So, like I said,
I feel like you might have a bigger problem if you can still smell the pee.
All right.
In the immediate time for, like, in the immediate future, it might be fixed. But I feel like there really might be something going on in your drain. Like, you might want to call a plumber.
That could be true as well. So maybe, yeah, I'm making the problem worse.
I mean, hey, I'm glad that it's fixed for now. But okay, so you're a no peeing in the shower in 2025 kind of guy.
Yeah, there might have been a day when, maybe in my single days, when I had an apartment by myself, or at least had a roommate.
Yeah.
But that, like, for instance, like at Kent State, when we were at Kent State living in the dorms, no way. That shouldn't be done in public showers. Can't do it in a public shower.
I mean, I agree, but I don't really, like, okay, it's gross, but I don't really care if people were peeing in those showers because I wore flip-flops. I was not stepping foot into those dorm showers without
flip-flops
on.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So, all the time. Shower clogs.
Pee in the shower. I don't care because I'm not putting my feet in there.
All right. 216-474-0104. Where do you stand on this important issue?
Peeing in the shower. Yay or nay?
Is it allowed in your house? Maybe you have a problem in your shower drain.
Yeah, should Bill call the plumber?
If you know anything about that, let me know. 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. You've got Q104. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Hot Take Tuesday. Here's this morning's hot take. Urinating in the shower, is it a no-no, or should you let it go?
I said that it's fine. I feel like everybody does it. We don't talk about it. That's my feeling on it.
And I said there was a day where I thought it was okay, but I've come around on that subject.
Now that you have boys.
Now that I have boys, and to me, it just doesn't seem hygienic, and there's been this weird smell in my shower. That's the only thing I can attribute it to. I don't know. Let's see, where do we start here? Let's go to Damien in Avon Lake. Damien, what's your take on this?
I'm blown away that it's a debate. I'm all for it. I don't understand what the big deal is, and I've never understood it.
You're all careful about it.
You know, aim at the drain. Water and soap will take care of everything else. There's no point in taking the time to get out of the shower when you can just take care of it all in the shower. Let it flow. Let it go.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Damien. That's Damien's opinion right there. Thank you for calling, Damien.
Thanks for having me.
Amanda, do you agree with Damien? Should you just let it go and let it flow?
Aim for the drain.
Amanda? Amanda?
Uh-oh, I think we lost her.
Amanda? Yeah, I think Amanda was going to say no. I would have loved to have heard her reasons why. Let's go to the text. So, let's see. You've obviously never been an 8-month pregnant woman. Well, obviously.
No, I haven't. That is the truth. This other text is making me laugh. There's two types of people. Those who pee in the shower and those who lie about it. Ha!
Well, I'm not lying about it. I have done that before. I'm just saying I don't do it anymore because of what is going on in my shower.
I really do think that the biggest takeaway here is like you need to call someone. Get somebody to look at your shower. Something's not right. If you can still smell pee and your boys are using soap in the shower, something's not right.
All right, I'll get on that. I would love nothing more than to call a plumber today to find out what's wrong with my shower. I'm getting new tires today. Finally getting my new tires today.
Oh, wow, look at you.
And now you want me to call a plumber.
Sorry.
How much more expensive is this month going to get? It's Q104, Lady Gaga. That countdown clock that we were talking about that was on our website.
Oh, yeah.
That finally expired. We were right. Lady Gaga announced that she will be dropping a new album.
There it is.
Next month. No, excuse me, March.
Oh,
March
wow, that's
7th.
Really soon.
I thought it was February because it feels like...
Because this month is a million years long.
I know.
I cannot believe that, like, we're going to get to the weekend, and it's still going to be January for a day. That's killing me.
It is?
Friday is the 31st.
Oh, okay, yeah, Saturday's the 1st.
Saturday is the 1st.
Sunday is Groundhog's Day.
I consider Friday part of the weekend.
So the album will be called Mayhem, 14 new tracks. It will include Die With A Smile and, March 7th, Mayhem. What else did I see this morning? All of this Grammy related. People are speculating that Beyonce and Taylor Swift will both be attending the Grammys on Sunday night.
That's pretty huge.
The reason why, well, I guess Taylor's free because the Super Bowl is in for 2 weeks.
Yeah, so she's got some time to spare. Beyonce coming, though, I feel like that's kind of a big deal.
They will not be performing, but people are speculating they will be there because CBS is airing a promo that has both Beyonce and Taylor Swift in the promo.
Oh.
And thinking that they wouldn't do that if they weren't confirmed to attend. The performers, if you haven't heard, that are going to perform on Sunday night, Billie Eilish, Charlie XCX, Chapel Roan, Sabrina Carpenter, Benson Boone, Teddy Swims, all artists that we play on Q104, by the way.
Love it.
Also Shakira, Doechii, and maybe many more to be announced this week.
I'm actually really excited for this Grammys.
I kind of am too.
I'm excited to see the performances. Like, I love all those performers. And even artists that we don't play, like Doechii.
Mm-hmm.
I love Doechii. I just got so into her over the holidays, and I really haven't watched anything live performance-wise, so I'm stoked.
Sunday night, 8 o'clock, CBS, streaming on Paramount+. Okay, also this weekend at the IX Center, the Home and Garden Show. We have tickets for that and a chance to win a $250 gift card to Home Depot. We need someone to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. That could be you in less than 10 minutes.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Kevin in Medina is going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
It's a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your five questions?
Let's give it a go.
Question one. What kind of eggs are only cooked on one side, leaving the yolk side runny?
Over easy.
Question two. Carson City is the capital of what state?
New Mexico.
Question three. In 2007, this artist sang about apple-bottom jeans and boots with the fur.
Nelly.
Our fourth question today. On The Big Bang Theory, Penny is a waitress at which restaurant?
No clue.
Final question. This animal is known for its ability to change its color to match its surroundings.
An iguana?
All right, Kevin, it's all over with. Let's get Alyssa back into the studio.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
Kevin, would you like to know how you did today?
Maybe one.
No. Unfortunately, none today.
That's not good.
It's all right because Alyssa might be having a horrible day today, too. All right, Alyssa's back. Alyssa, meet Kevin and Medina.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Not going to tell you how Kevin did. We're just jumping in with your five questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
What kind of eggs are only cooked on one side, leaving the yolk side runny?
Sunny side up.
That is correct. Kevin said over easy.
Ooh.
Very close. But
super close.
Yeah, but actually you cook eggs on the other side.
For okay. Just a little bit.
Let's go with question two. Carson City is the capital of what state?
I don't know. North Carolina.
Sorry, it's Nevada.
Oh.
Nevada.
Huh. I always thought it was Reno.
Same.
Is it? Hold on.
Second guessing himself.
Yeah. I was like, maybe I got it wrong. All right. Question three. In 2007, this artist sang about apple-bottom jeans and boots with the fur.
That'd be Flo Rida.
It is Flo Rida.
Shawty got them apple-bottom jeans. I would love to see boots with the fur come back this year. Is that a hot take?
Put it on your vision board.
Okay.
question four. On The Big Bang Theory, Penny is a waitress at which restaurant?
You know I don't watch this show. Bob Evans.
Sorry, it's the Cheesecake Factory.
Ah.
All right, final question. This animal is known for its ability to change its color to match its surroundings.
A chameleon.
A chameleon is correct. So let me do the math real quick. I believe Alyssa got 3 out of 5. Unfortunately, Kevin, 0 today. 0 correct.
Oh.
A big goose egg.
Those were tough, though. That's okay. Those were hard.
They were tough.
Kevin, however, here's what we have for you. Tickets to the Great Big Home and Garden Show this weekend at the IX Center.
Sounds good.
And you're automatically qualified to win a $250 gift card to Home Depot just for playing today.
Perfect. My name is Kevin.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, thank you for being with us this morning. So career catfishing. Your guess was a good one.
Yeah, it sounds like lying on your resume.
No, this is actually, to me, it's even more bizarre.
Really?
It's someone who applies for a job, gets the job, but then never shows up for their first day of work.
Wait, they get the job and then they just don't show?
Yeah, that's obnoxious, isn't it?
Why would you go through an interview process and just not show up?
Yeah, that's what this whole study, this whole article deals with. Everyone does it, according to this article, everyone does it for a different reason.
Okay.
For example, millennials do it because they want to go through the interview experience or they get a better job offer somewhere else.
Yeah.
Still, shouldn't you, if you get a better job offer somewhere else, and you've already accepted a job, shouldn't you reach out to that, to the job and say, hey, I found a better job somewhere else. I'm not going to be taking this job.
You just definitely wanted to let should. You know? Yeah, yeah, that I think is common courtesy.
And maybe I'm just so used to working in this industry, the radio industry specifically, where, I mean, it's a giant country, but it's really, really small industry.
Yeah.
Like if we were all working in the same building, it could be this building, the Halley building downtown. We would all fit in here.
Oh, yeah. We would all be able to fit.
Yeah.
The radio world is so small.
So you really can't
do that. You can't do that.
Not in radio industry.
But
anyway.
At the same time, you know, I have had it happen where I go through 2, 3, 4 interviews and then the employer ghosts and I don't hear anything. So
yeah.
I can't totally put all the blame on people getting jobs and then just not showing up because companies do it too.
I understand that. I'm just saying it's just too risky.
It is risky though.
To mess around with your career like that.
Yeah.
You know, because you never know who you're going to run into or who you might need a reference from someday,
right.
or
who
something.
You might be working with one day.
Yeah. Gen Z says that they do this. They've done this career catfishing,
mm-hmm.
where they'll get a job and then and don't show up for the first day of the job. Their answers are just wasn't feeling it.
That's such a Gen Z answer.
Disliking the atmosphere.
Okay.
And those are the reasons why they will do that. And again, and they will go as far as blocking the number of the business on their phone. Or
oh, my God. So it's like an X.
Right. So their boss is texting. It's like, we hired you. Why are you not here? They'll block those numbers so they don't see them.
Huh.
That
I've never heard of anybody doing this.
No, I mean, either. That's why it was so interesting to me to read about it.
Yeah, if anybody has done this, please give us a call. I would love to know your reasoning it.
Yeah, or the other way around, if you've hired somebody.
And they've done this to you.
Right. You went through the entire interview process with them, expected them on day one, and they never showed up and you never heard from them again.
And you have no idea why. Yeah. Or you found out a why and it's a stupid reason.
216-474-0104. That's how you call us. You can text us as well. What else do we want to get into this morning? I think we have more examples of how your parents have embarrassed you in public. We'll get to that. And, of course, we'll play Alyssa's College of Knowledge at 8:55 this morning for Home and Garden Show tickets and qualify to win the $250 gift card to Home Depot. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So we've been talking about how your parents have embarrassed you when you were a kid. Because we saw this list about teens complaining about things that their parents are doing to them now.
That's embarrassing them.
Right. And on that list, number one on that list was, and I would never have anticipated this to be number one on the list, but if you've ever tried to recreate a viral TikTok dance and put it on your social media, I guess your kids, your teens are embarrassed by that.
As a parent, if you're doing that, yes, I could see how that would be very embarrassing for your kids.
I don't know any parents that do that.
I don't either, which is probably a good thing. Otherwise, I would have to be having some very uncomfortable conversations with my friends.
I know morning radio shows that do that.
I do too, but even that is not my parents, and I'm still embarrassed.
Yeah.
When I see it, I'm like, oh no, you're making us look like losers.
Right.
Stop it.
They're people my age.
Exactly.
They shouldn't be doing that.
Exactly.
Number two on this list was kissing your kid in front of their friends. Let's see. Three on this list was friending their friends on social media. So if I would send out a friend request to one of Will's friends.
I don't think that's such a big deal.
I think if
they're kids, then yes. But like once everybody's like over 18, I don't think that that's weird.
I should not be following any of Will's friends. No one under the age of 18 I should be following on social media for that matter.
I mean, that's fair. I agree with you.
Now,
but
sometimes I don't know because a lot of times if you follow me on Instagram, a lot of times I will follow you back. Even if I don't know you because I look at your profile, I see that you're in Northeast Ohio. So I just assume that you listen to the show if I don't know you personally.
Uh-huh.
And maybe there's someone in there under the age of 18. I don't know, but
Maybe.
I can't always tell.
You never know.
Anyway, what have I done, though? I was telling you, I was telling Alyssa a couple weeks ago about how my son was on FaceTime with his friends playing video games.
Oh, my gosh.
I had no idea. I walked into the room shirtless and wearing only boxers. And I didn't know that my son was FaceTiming his friends.
And there you were on FaceTime with all his friends.
216-474-0104. So how have you horribly embarrassed your kid in public, or the other way around? How have they embarrassed you in public?
Has it still scarred you to this day? Right. Are you still traumatized?
You'll never forget it. 216-474-0104. You've got the Q Morning Show. Q104. Thanks for hanging with us this morning. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, Beth in North Ridgeville joining us right now. Good morning, Beth. Oh, I still gotta press that button.
Oh, sorry.
I pressed two buttons. I needed to press three. Beth,
go.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, how have you horribly embarrassed your child in public?
Well, my daughter is a junior in high school, so anything I do embarrasses her. However, the one day I went to go pick her up from school, and I had Nelly's Country Grammar blasting. I was like, yeah, I'm the cool mom. And the door opens, and she's like, are you kidding me, Mom? Turn that down.
She's not a regular mom. She's a cool mom.
How early do you get there in the school pickup line? I remember when I used to pick up the kids from school, I'd be in line like a half hour in advance. And there would already be people like lined up.
Oh my god!
To pick up kids.
She gets out at like 3:15. So I either get there super early or super late, so I don't have to wait in the midst of everything. So yesterday, or the day that I picked her up, it was kind of early.
While you're sitting there, you got to find things to do to entertain yourself, and a lot of times that's listening to music.
Yeah, she doesn't realize I'm the cool mom.
I was going to say, like, give her a couple of years, and she's going to be like, oh, yeah, my mom's the cool mom.
Right.
She's going to love it.
The only thing that would have been made that worse, Beth, is if you were blasting Nelly in the car and you were filming yourself on TikTok at the same time.
This is true. I mean, I was dancing a little bit, but filming myself.
Just a little grooving's not going to hurt anybody. Straight up TikTok dancing, she might be in therapy for that, but...
That's true.
You didn't do that, so that's good.
Thank you, Beth. I appreciate you calling. Have a great day today. Let's go to Leah in Bay Village. Leah, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us, how did your parents embarrass you when you were a kid?
Oh, gosh. So this takes me back to high school. When I was in high school, I did play lacrosse. You had to have good grades, so my parents had this rule that I couldn't have anything lower than a B. I wasn't really punished or anything like that. I would just lose some privileges, you know.
Like if you pulled a C, you're saying if you got a C in something, they wouldn't punish you, but they expected you to have an A or a B.
Correct.
Okay.
So if I pulled less than a C, then some privileges were lost. I was struggling in an honors English class, and my mom was like, if you get a C in this, I'm going to horribly embarrass you at one of your lacrosse games.
Okay.
You know what? Sure enough, I did get a C in third quarter, and my mom waited until my third home game of the season. And as you know, lacrosse can get like a little rough with people banging on to each other and whatnot. And so every time my mom would see me get hit, my mom would scream, "Don't hurt my baby!" Very embarrassing. It was so embarrassing. I know.
Oh.
Didn't know it was me, but they eventually did figure it out, and they were all cracking up. So you better believe I pulled a B in that last quarter.
That was motivation?
See, there you go.
Oh, my God. I love that. That's very clever of your mom.
That's a classic mom move.
Yes, it was.
When you said that she promised to do something to embarrass you, I was not considering that it would be that.
I never even questioned that she would do that either.
Oh my God, that's hysterical. Like, I'm thinking about the other team, maybe the coach of the other team. They're like,
what's going on?
What is happening?
Is everybody okay?
Up in those stands.
It's like a high school lacrosse game.
It's a very protective mother.
Yeah.
Don't hurt my baby.
Don't hurt my baby!
Leah, great story. Thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Thank you.
Of
God.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. I want to tell you a nice story, Alyssa.
Oh, yes, please do.
It's a nice story. It's a good vibe story.
Okay.
Brian McShay and Stephanie Rayner, they live in Altadena, California. And earlier this month, they were forced to evacuate their home due to the Los Angeles wildfires. Their house, they only moved into this house like a year ago.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was completely destroyed, along with all of their belongings. And in the past few weeks, residents of neighborhoods have been allowed to come back into the area.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even imagine. You walk into your neighborhood, and there's your house, and there's just nothing but ashes.
Just shambles, wreckage.
Right. But Brian was looking for something specific. So Brian is digging through the rubble.
Okay.
And somehow he managed to figure out the area of his house where his desk was in his home office. Because inside his home office and in his desk, in one of the drawers, was an engagement ring that he had recently bought for Stephanie and wanted to propose soon. He hid it in his desk drawer.
And he left it when they had to evacuate.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like, how do you think of these things in the moment when you're evacuating your home? Like, what do you take with you?
I mean, you're thinking of just, like, the absolute necessities. Like,
so Stephanie has no idea, and Brian is just, like, digging through ash.
Yeah.
And in the ash, he finds the diamond ring.
He found it?
He found it. He explains how he found it.
And then you pick it up, and you pick up the thing, and there's a little diamond. And I was on my knees, and I was like, hey, will you marry me?
He proposed to her right then and there.
He's like, I'm already down here. I'm already on my knees, so I might as well just do the thing.
So Stephanie's crying. She said yes.
Oh, my God. Of course she said yes. Good. I'm so glad. And now they have something exciting to look forward to.
They have not set a wedding date yet, but they are committed to staying in Altadena.
Okay. Well, there we go. That's definitely a good vibe story. I'm so glad that he found it. I couldn't imagine being in that position knowing that, like, because people save up for, like, months, years to buy engagement rings. And knowing that that thing is left behind and your house is burning.
Well, it's the first thing that he went looking for, right?
I would just be distraught. So I'm so glad that he found it.
More stories like that, right?
I need more of those, please.
Coming up this morning, after 9, we're going to have a Q keyword for you. That keyword could win you tickets to see Morgan Wallen this summer at Huntington Bank Field. Also, we're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge one more time for a chance for Home and Garden Show tickets, and you could qualify to win the $250 gift card to the Home Depot. That's all coming up in the next 10 minutes on the Q Morning Show.
It's Bill and Alyssa.
I make breakfast with them.
I make coffee with them. I drive to work with them.
I wake up with them every morning.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Stephen Garfield in the hot seat this morning. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins. Those are the rules. All ties go to the house. Steve, are you ready for your 5 questions?
Yes.
Let's go. The love interest of Kermit the Frog.
Miss Piggy.
Question 2. Scarlett Johansson filled in on the Today Show all last week. Scarlett was once in a movie called Lost in Translation, which co-starred what actor and Saturday Night Live alum?
No idea.
Our third question. What do you call a dry plum?
Dry plum. What do you call a dry plum?
Prune.
Oh, I hear you getting some help back there.
Yep. Where,
who's giving you some help?
My buddy, my work buddy, that's my lead.
All right, very good. Question number 4. Miley's dad, Billy Ray Cyrus, once had a hit song that became a line dance. Can you name that song?
Achy Breaky Heart.
And our final question today. It's the bone that babies are born without. They grow it later.
A bone babies are born without, they grow it later. Oh, what the?
Nobody there knows it?
No.
All right.
No answer, sir.
Okay, not too bad. Steve, you went 3 for 5. Let's get Alyssa back into the studio to see how she does compared to you.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
So what do you do for a living, Steve?
Work at a place called Ohio Aluminum in Garfield Heights, right by my house. I pack sandboxes and they pour liquid metals into them and make castings from them.
That sounds very difficult, actually.
I make airplane parts.
Okay.
Aerospace, small arrow, large arrow.
All right, fascinating stuff. Thanks for having us on.
No, I love listening to you guys every day.
Appreciate that very much. Alyssa's here. It's Steve in Garfield.
Oh, good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Steve did pretty well. He went 3 for 5.
Not bad.
So Alyssa needs 3 to tie, 4 to win. Let's go. The love interest of Kermit the Frog.
Miss Piggy?
That is correct. Scarlett Johansson filled in on the Today Show all last week. Scarlett was once in a movie called Lost in Translation, which co-starred what actor and Saturday Night Live alum?
Oh, Saturday Night Live alum?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't think this is right, but David Spade?
No.
No.
No, Bill Murray.
Oh.
Was in that movie.
All right, I should have read that one to you.
All right. Moving on to question 3. What do you call a dry plum?
A plum?
Yes, a dry plum.
A plum.
Sorry, we were looking for a prune.
Oh.
A prune.
Mm.
I believe Steve got that one.
Okay.
All right, so the score right now is 3-1. So you need these next two questions, Alyssa.
I've got to get these next two.
Just to tie. Miley's dad, Billy Ray Cyrus, once had a hit song that became a line dance. Can you name that song?
Achy Breaky Heart. Of course.
So we're down to it. Question 5, Alyssa needs it to tie today. Otherwise, Steve will win Alyssa's College of Knowledge today.
All right, let's do this.
It's the bone that babies are born without. They grow it later.
See, this is why babies scare me. What in the world? Like,
I have a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old. Tell me about it. I don't even know this.
They're born without a bone and they just grow it eventually?
Yes.
That's what I said.
I have no idea.
No idea.
No clue.
Not even a body part guess.
No.
It's a kneecap.
They're not born with kneecaps.
Babies are born without kneecaps, apparently, and they grow them as they develop.
What?
I'm a bad parent.
What in the world? Babies are so weird.
I didn't know that either. I learned a lot, though, during Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Yes, thank you, guys. You guys are awesome.
So here's where we stand.
I lost.
The final score, 3-2.
Ah!
Steve wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Stop. It's the first time I get through. You guys are amazing.
You nailed it, dude.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you.
All right, Steve. So you have the Home and Garden Show tickets. You have a chance to win the $250 gift card to Home Depot. You have the Alyssa's College of Knowledge pennant and diploma, which we're going to send to you.
I did not flunk out of the College of Knowledge. I passed the grade.
Billie Eilish, a bunch of Grammy nominations, and she will perform live on Sunday night at the Grammys. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104, Bill and Alyssa. So Alyssa is a little bummed out right now. It's really just bad timing.
It is. It was terrible timing.
Because Alyssa, within the last week, obtained a new phone, a new iPhone.
I did.
And it was right after the TikTok ban.
Mm-hmm.
And so TikTok is not available on the App Store as of right now.
So I'm walking around with two phones because I have my new phone, which is great. But then I also have my old phone that is busted and shattered that I'm only using to get on TikTok.
It's your TikTok phone.
It's my TikTok phone.
Now, how can you get this app? How do you get the TikTok app on your new phone? Because right now it doesn't look like it's going to be on the App Store anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, I've been checking the App Store every day just to see if maybe it's back, and it's not. I still get an error message that says TikTok and other ByteDance apps are not available in the country or region you are in.
So someone DM'd the show, and they said, I have a TikTok hack for someone with a new iPhone. Here's what you do. You change the location of the iPhone to Canada. Download the app and then change your location back to the U.S.
Does that actually work?
I have no idea. Because, well, I mean, I guess I could do it because I don't have TikTok on my phone. Maybe I should try it too. Let's try it right now. So this person who DM'd said, we got new iPhones last week, and my 15-year-old taught us how to get TikTok on our new phones. All right, so
of
let me do
this. It's going to be the 15-year-old.
All right, so what you do is you go to settings.
Okay. I'm in settings.
Go to general.
Okay.
And then scroll down a little bit in general, find language and region. Change your region to Canada.
Okay.
Have you done that?
Yes. Okay. I just changed it.
Okay. So I guess now go to the App Store and see if you can find TikTok there.
Okay.
I'm afraid,
so
to, do it. I'm afraid to do it. I'm not going to do it.
It's changed over to Canada. I'm not afraid of nothing. See, no, I still get the error message saying that I can't, it's not available in my country or region. And I did, I changed it to Canada. So much so that it's even telling me that I'm using the metric system and Celsius for degrees. But I still can't get TikTok.
What?
I know.
So you've now adjusted to the metric system and you still can't get TikTok?
And I still can't get TikTok.
Well, that sucks. So what is this, a TikTok hack that doesn't work?
I mean,
it's got to be working for somebody. Otherwise, they wouldn't call it a TikTok hack.
I hope it's working for somebody. If anybody has another way that maybe I'm just missing to put TikTok on my phone without jailbreaking it, I'm not doing that. This isn't 2010.
Maybe I missed a step, too. Like, I was just following the instructions that I was given. So
yeah,
maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe we missed a step.
I'm reloading it now. Yeah, it's still saying it's not available.
Yeah, if anybody knows anything further, 216-474-0104. Help Alyssa get TikTok back on her phone. Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So we've been trying to help out Alyssa get TikTok on her new iPhone. It is unavailable for download on the App Store until TikTok and ByteDance in the U.S. figure out who's going to own what. Right now, it's unavailable. So Alyssa can't view TikTok on her new phone.
Yeah, I can't even get the app on my phone.
And so we've been trying to figure out how to do it. Someone sent us a TikTok hack where they said, change the region in your iPhone settings to Canada, and then you'll be able to download it. Well, Alyssa tried that. It didn't work. She even restarted her phone. It's not working.
No go.
And now people are texting in. They're like, you have to use a VPN to change your IP address to a different country.
Oh, my gosh.
So not only changing the settings in your phone to a different region, you need to be on a different VPN so it can't identify as you as being in the U.S. How much is TikTok worth to you that you want to jump through all these hoops? I don't even know how to get a VPN. Do you even know how to do that? I'm sure you can do it online.
I'm sure. I'm sure I could figure it out. But I love TikTok. But I think this is where my line goes. Like, I just downloaded Tumblr. So I think I'm just going to go back to Tumblr. Like, it's 2013.
Yeah, but is anybody else on Tumblr?
Nope, I'm alone.
You're the only one there?
And you know what? I'm okay with that. You know what? There is no political arguments on my Tumblr page. Not a one, because it's only me.
You know what I want to do? I just want to go to bed. I know no one else is there. I just want to get under the covers and wrap myself up like I'm in my mother's womb.
Wake me up when the sun is shining again.
I want to be in a cocoon. The Q Morning Show, Q104. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.